comes some more government, he said. And we know what these are, don't we? The kid did. They were rat catchers, two of them. Even here, they wore the long, dusty coats and battered black top hats of their profession. They each carried a pole over one shoulder, from which dangled a variety of traps. From the other shoulder hung a big bag, the kind you really wouldn't want to look inside. And each man had a terrier on a string. They were skinny, argumentative dogs, and they growled at Morris when they were dragged past. The queue cheered as the men approached, and clapped when they both reached into their bags and held up a couple of handfuls of what looked, to Morris, like black string.
200 to gay,
shouted one of the rat-catchers. One of the terriers lunged at Morris, tugging frantically on his string. The cat didn't move. Probably only the stupid-looking kid heard him say in a low voice, "Heel, flea-bag, bad dog." The terrier's face screwed up in the horribly worried expression of a dog trying to have two thoughts at the same time. It knew cats shouldn't talk, and this cat had just talked. This posed a terrible problem. The dog sat down awkwardly and whined. Morris washed himself. It was a deadly insult. The rat catcher, annoyed at such a cowardly performance from his dog, jerked it away and dropped a few of the black strings. "Rat's tails," said the kid. "They really must have a problem here." "A bigger one than you think," said Morris, staring at the bunch of tails. "Just pick those up when no one's looking, will you?" The kid waited until people weren't looking towards them and reached down. Just as his fingers touched the tangle of tails, a large, shiny black boot trod heavily on it.
"Now you don't want to go touching them, young sir," said a voice above him. "You can get plague, you know, from rats. It makes your legs explode."
It was one of the rat catchers. He gave the kid a big grin, but it was not a humorous one. It smelled of beer.
"That's right, young sir, and then your brains come down your nose," said the other rat catcher, coming up behind the kid. "You wouldn't dare use your hanky, young sir, if you got the plague."
"My associate has, as usual, put his finger right on it, young sir," said the first rat catcher, breathing more beer into the kid's face.
"Which is more than you'd be able to do, young sir," said Rat Catcher 2, "because when you get the plague, your fingers go all..."
"Your legs haven't exploded," said the kid.
Morris groaned. It was never a good idea to be rude to a smell of beer. But the rat catchers were at a stage where, against all the odds, they thought they were funny.
"Ah, well said, young sir, but that's because Lesson 1 at the Guild of Rat Catchers School is not letting your legs explode," said Rat Catcher 1.
"Which is a good thing, 'cause the second lesson is upstairs," said Ratcatcher 2. "Oh, I am a one, aren't I, young sir?"
The other Ratcatcher picked up the bundle of black strings, and his smile faded as he stared at the kid.
"Ain't I seen you before, kid?" he said. "And my advice to you is, keep your nose clean and don't say nothing to nobody about anything. Not a word. Understand?"
The kid opened his mouth and then shut it hurriedly. The rat catcher grinned his awful grin again.
"Ah, you'll catch on quick, young sir," he said. "Perhaps we'll see you around, eh?"
"I bet you'd like to be a rat catcher when you grow up, eh, young sir?"
said Rat Catcher 2, patting the kid too heavily on the back. The kid nodded. It seemed the best thing to do. Rat Catcher 1 leaned down until his red, pockmarked nose was an inch away from the kid's face.
"If you grow up, young sir," he said.
The rat catchers walked away, dragging their dogs with them. One of the terriers kept looking back at Morris.
"Very unusual rat catchers they have hereabouts," said the cat.
"I haven't seen rat catchers like them before," said the kid. "They looked nasty, like they enjoyed it."
"I haven't seen rat catchers who've been so busy, but still have nice clean boots," said Morris.
"Yes, they did, didn't they?" said the kid.
"But even that's not as odd as the rats around here," said Morris, in the same quiet voice, as though he was adding up money.
"What's odd about the rats?" said the kid.
"Some of them have very strange tails," said Morris.
The kid looked around the square. The queue for bread was still quite long, and it made him nervous. But so did the steam. Little bursts of it puffed up from gratings and manhole covers all over the place, as if the whole town had been built on a kettle. Also, he had the distinct feeling that someone was watching him.
"I think we ought to find the rats and move on," he said.
No, this smells like a town with opportunities, said Morris. Something's going on, and when...